Okay, Rabbi Sai, we are Samach Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom. Okay? And if you recall, we have La'achla V'Layla Schaira. So we have a klal in Shvius. So you can use Shvius for consumption, physical benefit, right? Eating, drinking, anointing oil, Samach Dalet, 64b1. Samach Dalet, 64b2. 64b2.
If you don't own the field,
we're talking about Shvia sanctity, right? Regardless of ownership, hefker. But you cannot pay a debt back with it because that's doing business. You can't pay a debt. So the Mishnah mentioned the case. Lokach ben anachtem kikar bepingam kishe elkait yarkas hasada abilach mutter. If he does as follows, if he says, If he buys a loaf of bread from the baker, and he says, when I pick vegetables, I'll bring some. Right? That is mutter. That's not considered incurring a debt and then paying the debt back with shvias fruit. Okay? That's what the Mishnah said. Tanei Reb Yehuda Reb Nechemya Eisrin. Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemya said it was usher to do that. You weren't allowed to do it. So man non kaimen. What kind of case are we dealing with? And if you look at footnote 15, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down the parallel text in the Maaser Sheni. In Bahu the Amar Le Havlach Havli. If he tells in a case where he told the customer, I'll give you a loaf of bread, you give me the vegetables, Divya Kol Asura, for sure. That's doing business with vegetables, okay? Or if he says habli vanoyavloch, if he says give me the loaf and I'll give you some vegetables maybe in the future, if you're called mutter, no problem. So what are we talking about? So the Gemara answers back up on top, Biahud amar habli uvari li anoyavloch. Give me a loaf of bread, and I am certain that I will give you vegetables of the field, which is the same almost as the famous thing in Popeye. I'm glad you paid Tuesday for a hamburger today. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But it is in the future. It's not now. It's not transactional.
That's right. Right, so the Gemara is going to expand on this. 65a, Samachayim and Aleph, 65a1, Reb Yehuda, Reb Nechemya, Eisrin, they say it's Aser, She'en Yarka, Soda, Mitsuyin, because vegetables are not commonplace in the Shvias here. As we know, Svichin are Aser, and planting vegetables is Aser, right? So it, the whole, like there's like a very small window of the type of vegetables that would be mutter, so it's not something which you can say, I'm going to undertake it and I'm going to pay for it, okay? But chachamim matirin mibnei shakasad mitzuyin. Chachamim say no, they are commonly available. So there's a machlekas whether they're not commonly available or they're commonly available.
Is it because they're considering what's available among countries?
Yeah, perhaps. So what's going on with this machlekas? Look at the variant box, and that's the best way of understanding what this means. The variant box reminds you of the Shitas HaRambam, which says, the reason you're allowed to pay for a loaf of bread with vegetables is because you're exchanging food for food. You're saying, give me the loaf of bread, I'll give you vegetables. That's a perfect exchange. Shvius food for Shvius food. That's la'achla, right? It's only when it becomes a debt, when it's not a certain exchange, you say, you give me the loaf of bread, and I'll come up with something later, or I will come up with something, right?
Or you say I'll pay you for it with vegetables. Or, you know, if you say, if you tell the baker, give me the bread and I'll give you vegetables, that's a shvius exchange. That's okay. That's what the Rambam says. It may be a kind of business transaction, but it's food. And obviously this bread gets shvius sanctity, okay? Because he's giving vegetables that have shvius sanctity. Okay? So that there's no problem with that. The problem is where it becomes an iffy thing where, you know, maybe there's vegetables, maybe there's not. Then all of a sudden, the payment for the bread is like a debt. And when he eventually gets around to paying the vegetables for it, it's l'schayra. So that's what the machlaikas is going on here. He said to him, the Gemara says, Havli ubarili ano yoav lach. You give me the bread, I'm sure there's vegetables. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chaim says, you may have said, I'm sure there's vegetables, okay? But they're not metzuyin besada. They're not metzuyin, right? So if you find the vegetables and if you pay back the bread, you paid a debt. But the chachamim say, no, they're metzuyin. So if you say bori, if you say, I have vegetables for you and I'm going to bring them, that's according to the Rambam, a perfect shvius exchange, no problem. It's a shvius barter. Okay. Right, and bartering is okay, and that's what's going on in this machlaikas.
So the machlaikas is the metzias.
Gains the time factor. If there's a delay in the transaction, then the transaction is looked upon as a debt. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
How do you see that? I see machlaikas in the metzias. One says that the Yerokas are not Mitzuyim, and one says the Yerokas are Mitzuyim. Either they are or they're not.
Right, so
I'm saying if they're Matsui, it's an exchange.
I don't see how there's Machlokas on the Mitzuyas.
That's
what Dov is asking. It is a little bit problematic. And the way I kind of understood it, and I did not give it enough time, so please forgive me. The way I understood it is, it may not be such a metzias question. Here's what I'm saying. Are they metzuyan enough? That's what the point of the machlaikas is.
But I'm saying, would they be mode if that wasn't the question, that it's okay, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, the Chachamim?
I don't want to speak for Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not being smart. This is the way I understand it.
What's their time?
Dov, this is the way I understand it. I'm getting into the Rambam. When he says barili, and we had this in the previous stuff, like what's the meaning of the words, right?
Right.
The iser, what is the meaning of barili? Does Bari Lee say, I am confident, I will find you vegetables, okay? Is it Mitsuyan enough for that to be a statement of fact or a statement of assurance? If it's an assurance, it's usser. If it's a statement of fact, it's mutter. That's the nekudas amachlekes. I don't think it's a machlekes in metzias. I think everybody understands vegetables are there, but they're scarce. But when he says barili, so he the buyer has a certain knowledge of particular vegetables. Are there enough vegetables for him to have made a statement of fact and for this to be a barter, or there are not enough vegetables and it comes out it's an assurance and therefore it's a debt. I don't think we're going to get any further by discussing it, but I think that's why I understand it. And I think the variant box is very helpful in this case. Okay. Onwards to really exciting stuff. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Adin. Halacha 5. A noisnin loy levayor. You may not give shvius money to a well digger. Beloy levalon, and you may not give shmias money to a bathhouse attendant, v'loyla sapar, and you may not give shmias money to a barber, v'loyla sapan, and you may not give shmias money to a boat operator. And all and the reason for all of this is that shmias money, that, remember, peirush shmias, let's get this clear. Peirush shmias may be used only for achila, shesia, and sicha. And I'd like us on there. Whatever. Okay, I'm just saying. What?
Dying.
And seva, right? But for particular purposes, right? But comes this Mishnah and tells you another chiddush. Not only perish shvias, but mammon shvias, shvias money that was exchanged has similar limitations. You can only use it for something that's going to lead to direct eating, to physical benefit, not to payment for an artisan, for a professional. Okay?
A lawyer
is a shaila whether you're a lot of pay even with non-shvias money. Because you can't be right? A lawyer. Okay, so, I mean, okay. That is the Ikar Adin. Now we digress. I will nisen who levayor lishdais, but he may pay shvius money for a well digger to get water from that well digger, because the money is going to be going for something he needs, right? For mayim, right? Mm-hmm. So
he's paying him for the water?
Drink.
Mm-hmm. He's paying him for the water to drink.
And that's not schora
because it's for the walk, because it's specifically the other things were.
No, the next.
The other things were for a bathhouse attendant and barber and so on. This thing's actually for drinking. Okay? But for all of these artisans, one may give them a matana with shvius money, and they're going to use the shvius money presumably for the right thing, right? And you don't look at the matana as an artifice, as a loophole for payment. You do not look at that. It's a three-way machlaikis, how lenient you want to go with this loophole, Rabbi Oberstein. Do you say the loophole is available even before the need, right? In other words, do you say, let's say the most chomer dika thing. Do you say the loophole is there, excuse me, the most chomer thing is there's not, you don't even have a need for it. You may have a future need for it, so you give him a matana. And then eventually, when he does something for you, you'll get something for it, maybe. Or that's the most chamardik way. That's when you don't even have a need, you may have a future need. The middle way, which is the Chazanisha's way, is you already have the need, but the service hasn't yet been rendered. You could still give the matana. And many other Rishonim say it's such a kula that the server, even if the service has been rendered, you can even give him a matana and say, this is your matana. If you want to charge me, you can charge me, but this is a matana and it's up to you. And that's not considered a loophole. But as we know, in Hilchos Shvius, practically speaking, Halach l'maisa, the Chazanish usually carries the day. So I'm just telling you, Chazanish says that the kula extends to even where the need is there, but the service has not yet been rendered. Okay? So that's Halach l'maisa. Okay, and now we get to the fun part. Tanei. So we had two statements in our Mishnah, and they were not two different Tanoim. There was only one Tana of our Mishnah, okay? The first part of our Mishnah said, don't use Shvius money to pay a buyer, among others, a well digger. And then it says, but you can give Shvius money for the buyer
to drink.
To drink, not for him to drink, but for you to drink, right?
Mm-hmm. To what advantage?
So you can have water.
The drink.
Right? That was the statement in our Mishnah. Okay, and don't look at the Gemara. Look at the 865a2. Okay? The English side, because the Gersol is a little bit different. Okay? Tani, a neisten loy levalon. This is a brisa. A neisten loy levalon, veloy lesapar, veloy lesapon. You may not give the shvius money to a bathhouse attendant or a barber or a boat operator. See, it leaves out, it left out the loy levayar, the way our Mishnah included the loy levayar. This, the Brisa doesn't have it. Rabbi Yaisi Omer af loy levayar, also not for a well digger. That's what Rabbi Yaisi said in the Brisa. So the Gemara says, l'chalfa shitase de Rabbi Yaisi. The opinions of Rabbi Yaisi are switched here, are inconsistent. Taman hu Omer, look down. In footnote 11, remember, we have to work with three different things. We have a Mishnah we just learned. We have a Brisa we just quoted. Now we have a Tosefta in footnote 11. The Tana Kama says, Ein loichum behem mayim umelach. You cannot buy with Shvius money water or salt. Can't use Shvius money for that.
It says loichum.
Because water and salt do not provide sustenance as do other foods and beverages.
The aim is in parentheses by me.
Yeah.
I said look down at footnote 11.
Yeah,
11.
You don't have footnote 11.
You don't have footnote 11?
Oh my gosh.
He's in Hebrew.
Footnote 11 brings down the Hebrew. Look, Dove.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is very important.
By me it's 12.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's not the same.
Oh, you have the Hebrew. I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm saying that. Ain't like, you see it? Ain't like him behem mayim umelach. You may not use shvius money for mayim umelach. Rabbi Yossi Omer like him behem mayim umelach. You may use it. Okay? So we had the Brisa which said, afloim levayer, you can't use shvius money for a well digger. And here he says you can't even use shvius money to buy water. Kolshgain to give it to a digger to get water for you. So how are you going to reconcile this? Amar Rabbi Yaisi says the Gemara, this is not Rabbi Yaisi that we're quoting. This is Rabbi Yaisi Bar Zvida. Okay? Ma Pligan, what is the machlaikis between Rabbi Yaisi and the Tanakama in the Brisa? Bishel Tashmishai. That's a well digger that's digging water for all purposes, right? Not just for drinking, but for washing hands and taking a shower and everything else, okay? Aval b'shasiya, but when it comes to drinking, uff, Rabbi Yaisi maida. But when it comes to drinking, Rabbi Yaisi is also, even though he said there, afloy l'mavayer, what he meant in that brisa was For general, for shower, but for drinking, he would agree that you could do it. Havei. So what we can infer from this? Mantana abel hu nice and levayer lishtais. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah that said nice and hu levayer lishtais? The Mishnah was quoted anonymously. There was no two Tanaim. Says the Gemara, no. The Mishnah started out including or prohibiting giving Shvius money to a vayar, to a well digger. And then the Gemara said, Aval, nice and hula vayar l'shtais, you can give him to drink. Who is that? That is Rabbi Yaisi. Okay? That Tana is, so the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi, and I have the. I have this chart. Basically, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida is saying that the Tan of our Mishnah lines up with the Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa and Rabbi Yossi of the Tosefta. Rabbi Yossi, and that's lines up. That's not hard to understand, right? Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa said no. Afloy lemavayar. What he meant was, do not give Shvius money for general drinking water. The Rabbi Yossi of the Tosefta, Rabbi Yossi of the Tosefta, remember, said that you can buy. Rabbi Yossi Amar Loichem Behemayim. You can use Shvius money for water. That was drinking water. Okay? And that lines up with the statement in our Mishnah that says, Afhu Noisein, right? Afhu Noisein, Avol Nahu Noisein Ulevayar Lishnais. It's perfect. Like this. That's a Rabbi Yossi Berzvita. Turn the page. 65b1. Reb Yasa, not so fast. Reb Yasa says, no, that's not what's going on here. That's not how you reconcile Reb Yossi of the Tosefta and Reb Yossi of the Braisa. And come out the Mishnah that way. No. Divrei HaKolhi. Reb Yossi of the statement of our Mishnah. Sorry, the statement of our Mishnah that said, Avol, who, Nysen. Avol Nysen, who? Levayer Lishtois is going both according to Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa and the Tanakama of the Braisa. Both would hold that it's usher. Both would hold that it's usher to have to use Shvius money for general purposes, and it's mutter to use Shvius money
for drinking.
And the Tanakam of the Braisa and Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa are in agreement with that. Okay?
Yes.
How are you going to reconcile the Tosefta, where Rabbi Yossi said you can use Shvius water for Mayim? Kan la Adam. In the Tosefta, we're dealing with using Shvius water for drinking, but for a person, the Chan lebehema, and here in the Braisa, we're dealing with using Shvius money for having water for your behema. According to my handy dandy chart, we're trying to line up.
Chachamim will say for behema is mutar, and Rabbi Yossi will say for behema is not mutar.
No, they all agree.
No. I think
they all agree.
In the Braisa, right? The Chachamim will say.
One is talking about animals, and one is talking about humans.
Yeah.
They all agree. Whenever it's talking about humans, it's mutter. And when it's talking about animals, it would be also.
The way I understood it is as follows: that Rabbi Yossi understands that the Tanakama of the Braisa and Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa, who are cholek, right, both agree that it's usher to use Shvius money for general water, and it's mutter to use Shvius money for drinking water.
Right.
And that is the shita of our Mishnah, both according to the Tanakama and according to Rabbi Yossi. It's the Braisa that came in and said that it's
He says you can't use it for behema.
That's right, and the Tanakama of the Braisa held you could do it for the behema. And when Rabbi Yossi in the Tosefta said that it was mutter, he was only referring to
human,
but he was not referring to an animal. But what it comes out is you don't have to, according to Rabbi Yossi's whole, what he's bringing to the table is you don't have to box in the shita, the statement of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, I will no sin hu levi or lishtos. If you don't have to box it into Rabbi Yossi, you could say that the Tanakama of the Brisa also agreed with that. He was just ossering animals. Why are you shaking your head, Dov?
That's not how the Hebrew explains it.
Tell me how the footnote, because I need help. I need help here.
I am confused. He brings us the Gra. And the Gra, according to the Gra, Chachamim say Mutal l'shalem b'shvi'is for water for Behema, and Rabbi Yossi is Cholek, and this is the first Brisa. Rabbi Yossi is Cholek, and he says no, for Behema purposes, it's not. That's the Mahoga between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi and the Brisa. That's the Gra in the footnote. That's how the Gra says.
That the Brisa is discussing Behema. But right. The Bryce is discussing
and
the Hema.
That's the machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim.
Yeah.
Chachamim would say to me, Shvi's for
even for Behema.
It's fine.
Yes.
It's fine. Now, what he brings afterwards, he says that it's tamua, because how can you say that they'll agree that you could use Dmei Shvi's for water for a Behema,
right,
but not Lashar Tashmishei Adam, right, which
correct
is higher in the IR.
Well, that's the question.
That's the problem.
Well, one second. I mean, the question that the Gemara is kind of leaving, like you're left up in the air, is what's the higher up in the ladder? Is Stam Tashmish better or Lishtos Lebehema better?
Right. So,
and that's where you kind of left, and the Gra, and that's why I didn't want to say it. That's the variant box in the English. But the Gra says that Rabbi Yossi is trying to say that both Tanoim of the Tosefta would agree with our Mishnah. But the Machloikis is in the Brisa. Our Mishnah couldn't agree with both Tanoim of the. So the different way of looking at it is, are you going to say our Mishnah could agree with, according to Rabbi Yossi, would our Mishnah agree with both Tanoim of the Brisa, or will our Mishnah agree with both Tanoim of the Tosefta? But you have to pick. You have to pick one or the other. Okay? It's 9 o'clock already. We can stop here.
What?
We'll stop here.
How are we going to do this?
Oh, you want to go ahead?
I don't know. I'm saying.
Okay, let's just do it. Let's just run through. Okay, we'll just run through a little bit. I mean, I don't know who wants to do.
Meyer.
Okay. Weiter. Let's do it. Tanei. So this is just, once we're on the topic, we're gonna hit another interesting topic. This is one of the rabbinic topics that Rabbi Oberstein used to teach about in speech class. Mayon shel bnei ha'ir. If you have a spring that originates in a city and runs into another city, heinva. And of course, the question is, how much water does the upper city use to the detriment of the lower city?
Wow.
Okay? Pain v'acherim, if it's a question of the upper city's water, the upper city's use, then the people need it to drink, and the lower cities needs it to drink. Hein kaipin v'acherim, the upper city can use it before the lower city. Acherim u'behemtam, let's say it's a question of the people's use of the water in the upper city. The lower city's water use for people, ubehemtum and the behemoths of the upper city, okay, acherim kaimin lebehemton. So then you would have to say that the lower city's human consumption takes precedence over the upper city's animals, okay? Could be sasam l'chai acherim. Let's say it's a question of the water that's needed for laundering for the upper city, the chayacherim, and water that's needed for drinking for the lower city. What do you say then? The laundering needs, Rabbi Oberstein, of the upper city are more important than the drinking needs of the lower city.
That's why we have the Six-Day War.
Exactly, the Golan Heights, right. That's Eshkol knew all about that because Eshkol was over there. Rabbi Yochanan, what? Okay, we're gonna get to it. Basically, I'll give away. The bottom line is that walking around with unlaundered clothes after a while leads to dementia and drives somebody crazy. And that's mamish chaya cherem. Dementia is somebody's life. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is mafarish the whole thing. Mantana kvisa chay nefesh. So who is the Tana that would hold that? That laundering needs are mamish chayin nefesh, as important as somebody's drinking. Rabbi Yaisi, the sane, because we learned, ain't nice in the hen, loy lemishra v'loy lechvisa. One may not place shvius produce into a soaking pool for flax, right? For a soaking pool or a laundering pool. Rabbi Yaisi mata b'chvisa. But Rabbi Yaisi says, no, it's mutter. Either in the shitas Yerushalmi, because it's a davar shava l'chol nefesh, or in the shitas Bavli, because it's ana uvi urei shava, because the use of it and the beer of it in the laundering of the flax happens at the same time. Remember, we have these two parallel things. The footnote always points out, Shleimi, that only Bavli holds of ana uvi urei shava, not the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi holds as davar shava l'chol nefesh. Is the main thing. But either way, that's Rabbi Yaisi Shita. So he is the one that holds that the upper city's laundering is as important as the lower city's drinking. So, but the Gemara says, Mechal Fashitasi Rabbi Yaisi. Again, we have a problem, because Tamanu Waimarein Rechitza Chayin Nefesh. In the Darim, as Dov pointed out, we said that the Baal cannot be Mefer than the dorim of his wife that involved inui nefesh, if she just says she won't bathe. So he says, that means it's not inui nefesh, okay? If she makes a netter, she won't bathe, the baal can't be made for it, because that's not considered inui nefesh. So he obviously says, v'chitza is not chayi nefesh. V'cha hu oimer hakevisa chayi nefesh. And here he says that laundering is chayi nefesh. Right? I'm Rav Mana. Mana says, Enachanami. Adam Megalgal Berechitza. A person, Kenzachav, as they say in Yiddish, Megalgal, this is only translatable in Yiddish, not in English or Hebrew. Mensch Kenzacharim Valgerim. Megalgal. Our Mensch Kenzacharim Valgerim. He can walk around and manage to not to bathe. But ain't on a megalgal bechvisa. Aber a mensch can zech nishtarim valgerin when it comes to vashen zech the gachias, the hoizen. Gachias, okay? So you see how important laundering is. It's disorienting. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, Adkan.
I have something.